World's tallest building, Burj Khalifa, Dubai. Through history, the race for superlatives has been all about a show of power. Many such symbols may have disappeared over the millennia, but some have survived. Stonehenge. Pyramids. Easter Island Moai. Great Wall of China. Colosseum. Machu Picchu. Angkor Wat. Petra Treasury. And more. And then there are similar modern structures. Reflecting feats of engineering. Representing marvels of the structural design. Reverberating with architectural prowess. One such stunner is Burj Khalifa. Khalifa means leader. An apt word to describe a structure that has broken most world records for architecture. Tallest. Highest. Longest. First. Most. These are only some of the superlatives used for this magical creation. The reason why I call it magical is that you can watch the sunset from the base of the building. Then, get into an elevator right to the top, and watch the sunset all over again. Superlative experience. Since its inauguration in January 2010, I have visited Burj Khalifa a couple of times. Each time, I have been awestruck. And each time, for different reasons. Let me recount a few. The 452 Mount High at the top observation deck is on the 124th floor. It takes the elevator a mere 45 seconds to take you there. Air conditioning pulls in the air from the top floors. That air is cooler and hence, the air conditioning consumes less power. To boot, the condensed water irrigates a park. An ingenious attempt at making this beauty green. Look down from the observation deck. The view feels like, and is, an aerial view of the fast-developing neighborhood. The puny high-rise buildings alongside almost feel straight out of Legoland. Get mesmerized at Burj Khalifa. And then as you get down, don't skip the gallery. Watch and read some of these superlative stories. These will multiply your fascination manifold. Superlative achievements. Now let's take a look at the superlatives that are Burj Khalifa. At 829.8 meters, it is the tallest man-made structure in the world. Besides, that height makes it the tallest freestanding structure. And the tallest structure ever built. And a building with most floors, 164 in all. It boasts the world's longest travel distance elevators, 504 meters. Also, Giorgio Armani chose Burj Khalifa as the location for his first ever hotel. The world's highest restaurant, at Atmosphere, is on the 122nd floor. And the world's highest nightclub is on its 144th floor. Superlative architecture. Designed like a spider lily flower, Burj Khalifa features a triple lobe footprint. Based on Islamic architecture, the structure has the shape of an upward spiral. It provides stability to the structure for many reasons. 1. A wider base is always stabler. 2. The reducing volume of the building as the spiral goes up deceives the winds. And 3. It strengthens the structure with arch-like formations at every level. During its construction, more than 60 companies from across the globe collaborated. At the peak of construction, 12,000 workers from 100 nationalities worked here daily. Superlative add-ons. Launch of a new virtual reality experience, Mission 828, happened recently. You can enjoy it on the 124th floor observation deck, at the top. This gives the visitors a simulated 4-minute parachute jump down to Dubai Fountain. Burj Khalifa's common areas have a bespoke fragrance, selected from among 18 aromas. While Burj has a shiny chrome and glass exterior, it takes some doing to keep it shining. To be precise, under normal conditions, it takes 36 workers between 3 to 4 months to clean the exterior. I could go on, but suffice it to say this marvel is one of the most photographed buildings in the world today. And, let's face it, photographers are partial to our planet's landmarks.